Tisha B'Av. We read Eicha. Eicha is the name of the Megillah. What does the word Eicha mean? What does the word Eicha mean? If the Megillah takes on the name Eicha, so the aside of the Megillah is Eicha. What does Eicha mean? When we understand what Eicha means, we'll be able to properly understand what the Gisha, how one is supposed to approach Tisha B'Av. What is the Avoida? What is supposed to be our Avoida, our work, our job on Tisha B'Av? What are we supposed to walk away from, walk away with on Tisha B'Av? So Memes and Seydah Dairis, it's brought down that Eicha actually is Yirmiyah's name. Ani Yirmiyah Kain HaNosos. That's how Seydah Dairis brings it down. The Midrashim, Chazal, that Yirmiyah was born for Kinnah. Yirmiyah was born to be the Navi of Churban, the Navi of Kinnah, to lament the Beis HaMikdash, the Churban HaBayis and the Churban of Yerushalayim. So it's interesting that Eicha takes on the name of Yirmiyah, Ani Yirmiyah Kain HaAnosos. I never really understood this because Bemis we find in Chazal that actually Yeshaya also said Eicha, Eicha Isa Lezoyna Kirya Nemona. We also see that Moshe Rabbeinu said Eicha Esa Levadi Tochachem Masachem Verivchem. The Medrashim in Eicha and in Dvarim write that it's a Yalkut in Dvarim, it's a Medrash Psich in Eicha, that Moshe said Eicha in a certain tkufa. We spoke about this last week. B'Shalvasa, when Klal Yisrael was at its peak. Yeshaya says it. B'Pachzusa, when Klal Yisrael is in a state of unsettled. They were unsettled at the time. And Yirmiyah said it. B'Navlusa, so l'chayr, the word Eicha is not unique to Yirmiyah. But Afal Pikain, Yirmiyah, say that Doris tells us that Yirmiyah was the Eicha. He was the Navi of Eicha. And he takes on his name. Ani Yirmiyah Kain HaNosos. That's who Yirmiyah was. I'm going to show you now that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to say Eicha. That Eicha is not originated by Yeshaya. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu said it before him, like we're speaking. I'm going to show you that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it prior to Moshe, to Yeshaya, and to Yirmiyah. There's a Medrash Psicha in Eicha as well. The Medrash says on the word Eicha, says the Medrash, Rabavo Pasach L'Megillas Eicha, as a Pasik in Hosea, V'heima ki Adam Avru Bris. They were like Adam, like a person that went and transgressed Avar ala Bris. What's V'heima ki Adam? Just say V'heima Avru Bris. When you ki Adam, like a person who was Oiver, who transgressed Klal Yisrael, transgressed the Bris. So don't say ki Adam. Says Chazal, Ma'u ki Adam. What do you mean ki Adam? What does the Pasuk in Hosea mean? Says the Chazal, Ki Adam Harishain, just like Adam Harishain, Klal Yisrael was like Adam Harishain. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Harishain Ichnasti V'le Gan Eden, I put him into Gan Eden V'tzivisiv, and I commanded him to keep the mitzvahs V'over Al Tzivuyi, V'gerashti V'shilachti V'kainanti Olav Eicha, and I said on him Eicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to say Eicha. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Eicha? Where is this? Actually, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Dichsiv vayoyim eloi ayekoch. Where are you? Ayekoch. Echok siv. So it's written echok. Even though it's ayekoch, it's read ayekoch, but it's written echok. Av bono vichnastiv l'Eretz Yisrael, so to his children, I brought him into Eretz Yisrael, I brought him to Gan Eden, so to speak, Yerushalayim, Lifnei Hashem. Vitzivisiv, I told him to keep the mitzvahs, Varval tzivui, v'girashtiv shenemar, mibeis egershenu, and on this, k'inanti aleihem, afterwards I said, echo. Ayeka, echo. What does ayeka have to do with echo? Krieg, siv, it's a play on the words. What's mean the chazal? What do the chazal mean? Echo is not ayeka. But because ksiv, because you can, the wording, I think there's a taichuli. I think there's a meridika insight into this chazal. The Rabbeinu Shloilam comes to Adam after he sins and he tells him, ayeka. Rabbeinu Shloilam didn't know where he was. The Rabbeinu Shloilam doesn't know where he is. So the Parshat Pshat is, you know, there's in Hebrew a word called machbuim, hide and seek. Adam went to hide. So Rabbi Hashem was playing with him. Okay, where are you? I'll search you. Ayeka, where are you? So Rabbi Nishloilam is, so to speak, playing with him. Was nar. You don't know, I know where you are. Okay, you're hiding, I'll go look for you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? That could be the Pasha Pshat. But could be there's a deeper Pshat. Ayeka doesn't mean physically, where are you? Ayeka is, where are you holding? What happened to you? Where are you? Efata. Makaralach. I put you in a Gan Eden. I made you Yitzir Kapov. I put you on such a high level. Where are you? What happened to you? Ayeka. Chazal are teaching us, Echa is the same thing. Echa is Efata. Efa Anachnu. Where are we? What was? Mayalanu, Shayinu Beretz Yisrael, Beveiz Kodesh HaKadoshim, Efo Anachnu, Ayeko. Where are you, says Yirmiyah? Look what happened to you, the same way the Rabbi Nishlom tells Adam, Ayeko. This is the yisod of the Megillas Echa. To know Ayeko. To understand Kama Nafalnu, how much we fell. Where are we holding compared to what we had? Look what we had. And look what we have. Rabbi say this is the avoda of Tisha B'Av. To understand this, and I'll explain to you what I mean. In English, there's a word called complacency. Complacency. What does that mean? It means as follows. A person learns to make the best of the matzav. Human nature is to learn to feel comfortable and make peace with the matzav to the extent he begins to like it. Complacency. We think, oh, take a look. Learning, and we're davening, and there's yeshivas, and brisk, and Lakewood, and we're running, and we're coming, and we're harving, and we're learning halacha, and it's wonderful, and poiskim, and halacha, and davening, and yerushimayim, and kissing sefer Torahs, and schoolers, and anything you can think of, right? Beautiful, yeah. I heard once a nusach from somebody that me'olam lo yaya kol kach habe b'nei Torah. Never such a influx of Bnei Torah. And then I heard from the Bali Tshuva movement saying the same thing. Me'olam lo haya kaze tnua shel chozrim b'tshuva. Unbelievable, what's going on? You're right. But there's kamus and there's echus. Which means, of course, the numbers are a lot. But the question is the quality. The quality. It's not the same. It's ayeka. Rabbi say it's far from what was. Far from what was. The ruchnius, the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael was so great. To the extent that we don't even realize how much we've fallen. And Tisha B'av is Ayeka. Where are you? Where are you holding? Sechay Hashem Ahoyalon. If you start thinking of what it was, and we start to think what we're happy with, could you imagine a person, he lost all his home, yeah, he lost all his money, he goes to the Bowery, starts drinking, and he's laughing. So another guy looks and says, take a look, he's so happy. Well, it's tremendous, no? Yeah, you know why he's happy? Because he doesn't chop his matzah. He completely blocked out mehayolai, what he had. So of course he's happy. Of course we're happy. It's great. It's beautiful. You know what's beautiful? Because we don't know what we lost. We don't have a clear picture of what it was. I'm going to repeat what one nikud that I said last week, because I hold it's beautiful. Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoitz Asher Chozal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim Parshas Chazon, we read the Avtoirah. Rashi says that this is the strongest Loshon of Musar. Chazon Yishayahu. Rashi questions why Chazon. Sometimes we have Chazon, the previous Haftorah was Divrei Yirmiyah, the one before Shimu Shamayim, Shimu Dvar, right? Listen, Chazon is the strongest language of Teichacha, says Rashi. Why is it that way? Chazon, I saw a picture. Every Navi sees a picture. So I said the Pshat is as follows. Asher Chozal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. What is Asher Chozal? What's the repetition? It's the B'nai Yisuscha. Heilige B'nai Yisuscha. See them? Yisuscha. It's with Kasha. Why does it say Asher Chozal? It's a repetition. He asks this. Kasha, he gives a teretz. I want to say a passionate answer. Asher Chozal, he painted a picture al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Painted a picture of what it's supposed to look like. Give a person an insight. This is what Yerushalayim is supposed to look like. And this is what Yerushalayim unfortunately looked like. Bizman Achurban. This is the greatest teichacha. The greatest echo, the greatest lament is when you see what could have been. To have a view, a picture of what it's supposed to look like. To what Ataka looks like. Eicho efa nachnu. Where are we holding? That is Megillas Eicho Rabbeisai. We're going to discuss what it looked like. One detail. I can't give you an entire picture of every prat, every detail of the Ruchnius that once was, because then I would have to go through Pasuk by Pasuk, because every Pasuk is addressing this, what was and what we don't have anymore. I'm going to pick out one nekudah, one point, and we're going to elaborate on this point. What was and what isn't. And what we think it, unfortunately, is good enough for us. Yeah, we're happy with what it is. We don't realize. Kama chaser lanu. Kama hayalanu ve'enlan. Can I ask somebody for some water or something? Water, just a little water. And I have to drink water. If it's okay with you, I also need a medrash rab hanecha. What kind of water is this?
Cold or hot?
Cold. If you look at the end of Eicho, there's an interesting pasuk. Interesting pasuk. I'm going to show you a little bit of Mahaya, what was and what isn't anymore, but we think is. We think, yeah, it's good, it's gevaldik, it's tremendous. Let me read you a pasuk. Perik Hei, Pasuk Yedalit. Zekeini Mishar Shavosu. The elders from the Sheorim, the gateways, the Sanhedrin used to sit with Sheorim. Hakamto Alisa Sharecha to the gateways, because the Sanhedrin was there. So Skeinim Shkayt. Mishar Shalosu. Bachurim, the young ones, the Bachrim, Menginasam from their song. What does he mean? What is he referring to? So Pasuk you can come and say it's Churban, that what? That the elders, the Sanhedrin weren't there anymore, and the Bachrim stopped singing. Is there a connection between Skeinim, Mishar Shavasu, and Bachurim and Ginasa? Maybe not. Maybe just the Pasuk is giving us a description of Churban. The Skeinim aren't where they're supposed to be, and the Bachrim are not singing anymore. Let me show you how the Medrash ties the two together. Okay? And the Medrash says that actually it's connected. Skeinim Mishar Shavasu! And therefore, Bachurim Min Ginasa. Says the Medrash. Amr of Abba Barbiyabia, Mizimrehin Shafsu, Skein Mishar Shafsu, Bachurim Ginasam, what Bachurim Ginasam? Amr of Abba Barbiyabia, Mizimrehin Shafsu. That the word Shafsu that says by Mishar Shafsu, Skein Mishar Shafsu, that word is actually going also on Bachurim Ginasam. So actually, the beginning Shafsu, the beginning of the Pasuk, is somewhat connected, because at least the word shavsu that says in the beginning of the pasuk is supposed to be already for the end of the pasuk too. Shaychus says the Eitz Yosef. Yeah, there's a shaychus. What's the shaychus? Interesting. They don't have the Eitz Yosef here, but all right, I'll tell you about that. You have the other one. Let's get the other one. Says the Eitz Yosef a chiddush. Skein the mishar shavsu. So mamela they weren't where. In the Sha'arim, so now they're in the streets. Now they're among the people. So the Bachrim stopped singing because they were afraid of the Skeinim that was giving them Musa the whole time. I looked at it. It's a Chiddush Nifla. Yeah? Okay, says the Eitz Yosef. Come here, look at a lashon pella, yeah. Upirish hakasuv. How do you explain the pasuk that it's connected? See, like I explained, pasuk you learn, it's not connected. It's two different things. Skeinim weren't where they're supposed to be. They weren't in the Sanhedrin, and the Bachrim stopped singing. It was a bad situation. Sad situation. Says the Eitz Yosef, it's connected. Upirish HaKosov, it's connected. How is it connected? B'shvisas HaShkeinim Mishar Bezdin Shofsu Gamken HaBachurim. Because the Shkeinim weren't there, that's why the Bachurim stopped singing. Why? B'pachad Musram. Because they were afraid of the Shkeinim. They made them crazy. They gave them Tochacha Keseder. What are you looking at? He says it. You have it at the bottom of the measure. It's Yosef. He says this. Shehoyu askeinim oichichin oisam umoichim biyadam. They used to give them, you know, they used to make them stark of musa. They made them bitter. Because of all the musa, they became bitter, so they stopped singing. Very interesting. Chidush nifla. Let me show you how the Matnas Kahuna, which is the other Pirish, learns the pshat in this medrash. Okay? The next pasuk in Echa, okay, Shavas Mesois Libeinu, there was a rest to the happiness of our hearts, Nepach Le'evel Mechaileinu, our simchas turned into avelus. What is that referring to? Now, is this pasuk connected to the previous pasuk? Two different things. So the Medrash on this says, Amr b'chizda, b'rishaynik shahoyo, Amos Sanhedrin al Yisrael, when the Sanhedrin had their fear over Klal Yisrael, the people were scared of the Sanhedrin, they didn't have all these songs, all this nivul peh. Afterwards, after the Sanhedrin, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, when they became batal, they said divrei nevala b'shir. Then the Medrash says, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, batal hashir. When the Sanhedrin became batal, then song became batal, mibeis hamishtayis from the parties, shenema b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Which we know lawache is the mekayir that you're not allowed to have music bizman hazeh. That's where it comes from. B'shir lo yishtu yayin. So whenever there's a party and I'll have music, live music, not live music, this is the tumul. I don't want to go into the halachic aspect of this halach. All right. Is this connected to Bachrim and Ginasam? Sounds the same, right? If you learn that Skeinim Yishar Shavsu Bachrim and Ginasam, so the next medrash that says that Mishabotlu Sanhedrin, then what happened? Mishabotlu Sanhedrin, Botlu Shir Mimi Beis HaMishtoyis. Sounds familiar, right? Sounds connected. Matnas Kuna connects it. He says, in the next piece of Medrash, actually it's one big pasuk, that the Sanhedrin became batal. Memela bachem and ginasa. And memela nepach le'evil m'chaylenu. Therefore there's no singing because batal Sanhedrin. Nobody attained it? Matnas Kuna. I have two ha'oris. Two questions. Tell me, only Bachrim sing at the Beis Mishtoyis? Maybe that's the Makar where every Bachrim wants to, he wants to show off. He gets up at the Chasam and he sings. Maybe that's where it comes from. Bachrim in Ginasam is Beis HaMishtoyis. But only Bachrim sing. What does it mean, Bachrim in Beis? Only young people enjoy music at a wedding? I mean, it's an interesting... Matnas Kahuna, how did you learn all this? Second Shaila... L'chayrin, it has to do with Churban Habayis. Why is it Dafka Mishabat L'Sanhedrin? What does Sanhedrin have to do with it? I mean, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mishachar of Habayis, Hiskinu, they were Misakin, that you're not allowed to have Klei Shir, B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin, and the whole Sugya. Why is it Tolui? Why did they connect it to the Mishabat L'Sanhedrin? Now, the emes is, Chazal tell us that 40 years before the Churban already, the Churban began, because Batlo Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin moved away from the Lishkas HaGozis to Gemara and Sanhedrin. So maybe that's what it means.
40
years before the Gemara says that. 40 years before, already the Sanhedrin already left. Already he's left the Lishkas HaGozis. So maybe the beginning of the Churban is symbolized Mishabat La Sanhedrin. But it's not Takatoli in the Sanhedrin. It just means Churban. Interesting. I mean, the Pasuk stresses Skeinim Yishar Shavsu. Right? Batal Sanhedrin, I mean, there's a certain hadgosha. If you just meant churban, okay, so churban. I want to say pshat, what you say? Yeah, you hear my horror? No? Yeah, shein horus. Shein, posh pshat. There's something that the Pasuk is teaching us, that the Sanhedrin became Batal and the Bachrim in Ginasam, that's it. The Bachrim stopped singing. Only Bachrim sing. And you mean the Beis HaMishtoyis, you mean the next Halach? So what does that have to do with Batal Sanhedrin? That's to do with Churban Habayis. Unless it means from then started the Churban. Which could be the symbol, symbolically, the Churban started when the Sanhedrin left. Anias Daiti, there's more over here. And he has daiti this more over here. I'm going to show you that Limud HaTorah is shir. It's song. And I know everybody's thinking, wait a minute. David HaMelech didn't say Zmiras Hayli Chukecha and he got punished for it. I'd like to discuss this. And then we'll try to understand Mishabatlu Sanhedrin. Yeah? Shavsu bachurim min ginasam. I want to discuss this. All right? Let me begin by teaching you a Gemara in Ervin Yud Chesam at Beis. Now pay close attention. Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar. Kol bayish nishmoyim boy divrei toira balayla. Shuv einoy nechrav. You want to guarantee your house from fire? All the fire protection that you could get is nothing compared to this. Learn Torah. Learn Torah, Nishmayin, if it's heard the voice of Torah in your home at night, instead of other Narish Zachin, instead of fighting with your wife, that's what's Nishmayin, or instead of Tumah box, whatever. Right? If it would be Divrei Torah Nishmayin, then you guarantee your home. Okay? Says the Gemara. How do we know this? Now, listen to the pasuk. Shenemar v'loy omar ayei aloi ha oisei. Oisei, the one that created me, aloi ha oisei. Noisein zmirois baloyla. Zmirois? So, divrei toira nishmoin is song. It's zmiris. Beautiful zmiris. Oisei, Elikai Oisei, Noisei, and if you give, what? Zmirois Baloyla. This is referring to Divrei Torah Nishmoyin Babayis. So the Torah is what? Zmirois. Let me show you another Gemara. Gemara Chagiga. You found the Gemara Chagiga? Chagiga Yudbeis Amid Beis. Chagiga Yudbeis Amid Beis. Amar Eish Lakish, Kaloisik B'Torah Balayla, again, Limar HaTorah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Alechut Shal Chesed Bayayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chesed, a certain favorable chut, that the people should look at him and see, beautiful, oh, they like him, what? If you learn Torah at night, Shenema, like it says, Yoy Mom Yitzav Hashem Chazdai Ubalayla. What's the next word?
Shiro.
Shiro Imi. Again, song. Take a look. The Gemara calls Torah Zimra. The Gemara calls Shiro. Song. I'm going to tell Yova. Peledik Rashba, my song. All right? The mission of it says, Shloisha she'achlu al shulchan echad. It's in Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Dalit. Shloisha she'achlu, give me the billion, I might as well read inside. Shloisha she'achlu al shulchan echad. Ve'ein ve'ne'yem divrei Torah ki'ilu achlu mizivchei meisim. But, Shloisha she'achlu v'yesh ve'ne'yem divrei Torah. Oh, that's already good. Ki'ilu achlu mishulchan eshal makay. Shenemar, the Nevuah was that he spoke to me and he told me, Zeh HaShulchan, HaShalifnei Hashem. I think it's far to use this when they do it by the table. Zeh HaShulchan, HaShalifnei Hashem. Okay. So you can identify with it. Shame. There's a gewaldige Rashbam on this Mishnah. Rashbam says, wait a minute. I don't understand something. If you take a look, the beginning of the pasuk that Yecheskel is talking about, he's actually talking about the Mizbech, not the Shulchan. If you look at the Rav, he even says that the diuk of the Mishnayis is actually from the Mizbech. Yesh Oimrim, says the Rav, Miroishe Shal Mikru Yoitza, that the Limud, because it's talking about Miziv Chei Mesim, Zevach is what? Is the Shulchan or the Mizbech? Yechsiv HaMizbech Eit Sholosh Amos. Yeah, Keneged Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, Amos, right? Yesh Eim LeMikra, Shalosh, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. That's Shalish Amos. Actually, the limud of learning Torah is not from Ze'a Shulchan, Asher Lifnei Hashem, but actually it's from the beginning of the Pasuk, that the Mizbeach was Shalish Amos. Frek the Rashba Mekasha, Pasach HaKosev B'Mizbeach, V'Siyim B'Shulchan. I don't see the Pasuk says the Rashba. You're talking about the Mizbeach, or you're talking about the Shulchan? I quote you the Rashbam. Pasach HaKosev B'Mizbeach V'Shulchan B'Shulchan. Loimar, to teach me! Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim odom miskapra yidei akorbonis v'shir ha-levim. The song of the Levim also was needed in the kapara. So now how is shulchani shel odom miskapir? Shulchani shel odom miskapir b'makim kar b'maychel aniyim. So he makes his shulchan Michael Aniyim, she's miskaper like carbon. What about the Shir Halavim? I thought you, it says that that was also part of the Kapara. The Shir Halavim is substituted with the Divrei Torah. Kol Shalai Ach, Kol Shulchan, Shloi Shash Achlam, Ein B'Neim Divrei Torah. It's Zivchei Mesim because you don't have the Shiras Halavim to be Mechaper. Oh, the Torah's Shiras Halavim, Rashbam, Gevaldik. You listen to Rashbam, it's Gevaldik. You know, the Litvish guy who reads this, it's beautiful. He doesn't have to sing any Zmiris. Everybody knows that the Shulchan of the Shabbos is Daimah to them. To the Beis HaMikdash, the 12 loaves of bread, Meshit Nami, right? You look at the Shlod, the Zoyar, right? And then there's the Menorah, and then the Asadra Ledroimom, and Nair Tetavto, you read the whole, you guys read them?
Yeah.
Mitzvah, Be'rifta. It's all about how the Shulchan of Shabbos, I even told you once that there's a Maril, that the table of Shabbos shouldn't be a 3-footed table. You need 4 legs, because it has to be like what? Doimit to the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Maril, it's brought down halacha. So someone's going to say, where is the Shiras HaLevim? So you would say, what? The Zmiris. Rashbam says it's in the Divrei Torah bar. The Litvish Rashbam. They say over that the Litvish, they say a raya, that they don't have to sing Zmiris. Why? Zmira is Yemeru. This is Bachis Yashmeru. All you have to say it. You know, singing Zmir is what we live in. The retire you have to say Zmir is Yemeru. I know that I chop it very well. I want you to know that don't laugh at it because there's something interesting. If people don't know halacha, and therefore they don't chop that even the different minhagim of Klal Yisrael is based on halacha. The halacha is that you're not allowed to have shir bizman hazeh. A lot of people don't know this. They think in the 3 weeks and in the 9 days, you know, there's no such halacha of 3 weeks and 9 days, no music. There's no such thing. It's not brought down anymore. What? What do you mean? In the 3 weeks, music? It's a halacha. It's a shulchan aruch. There's no such shulchan aruch. It's not true. It doesn't say it anymore.
All year round.
It's all year round. It's this halacha of bishir lo yishtu yayin. That when you're having a party, you're not allowed to sing. The Ramah comes along and says, "B'mak dvar mitzvah." If it's in a place where it's a sudas mitzvah, b'meila you're allowed to have music. B'meila many paiskim say, "Good, achasana." But who says about mitzvah? Hey, it's sudas mitzvah. Because who says it's that night? If it's that night, the night of the bar mitzvah becomes a sudas mitzvah. What happens if you make a Sunday affair? You know, if today the island became frum, so they make it on the day of the bar mitzvah. When I was growing up, whoever made it there, me, made it on Sunday, was convenient for the people. Chalam not a sudas mitzvah. And you weren't allowed to meet. Ramosha held. You're not. Ramosha Zeichet Tzadik Levracha held. Now you're not allowed to have it about mitzvah music. You're not allowed to b'chalam listen to music. You're not allowed to even listen to a tape of music. Period! Ramosha said he didn't understand the hetter. Period! Ramosha held, you're not. You know why? Because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's not wrong. It says in Shulchan Aruch. So what's the head there? We chip away at it. It's not live music. It's a tape. All right, check it. Then we chip away. We schwache people get depressed. Look, I'm not saying. Lamaisa, I once asked Reuven about this. Are you talking to Ramesh's yeshiva? It's not wrong. We listen to music. So Reuven told me that there's certain things that my father said. It's just too much in the start. You know. There were certain takonis, certain shitas that Ramesh held, but he wasn't wrong. He was following the letter of the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Meme. Understand that it's Bashilo Yishtiyah, you never allowed to listen to music. Now, if you look at the Shara Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, even Shabbos, you're not allowed to sing songs. Nor what are you allowed? The piyutim that are kavua for the Zmira Shabbos, Efshik, you could sing. Period! What are you going to do with the whole tape industry, or the whole music industry? It's finished. Unless they sing Zmir Shabbos.
They don't know the stuff.
They don't know the stuff. They know it, but they don't want to know it. Like, bring me the Mishnah Berurah. Bring me the first of Yeshiva. You'll say, Litvisha, they only say the Putin. There's a Makar for it. There's a Makar for it. What do you think? Okay, Shah, no one asked you. No, you want to say the Shia next week, you can come and say the Shia. The island doesn't know. What are you going to do?
But he's asking a little some Shabbos.
They can't do it. That's all. Yeah. It says like this. Tishbachis. I'm the Ramah. Ramah says. Yeah. Noagu call Yisrael loyma divrei. Noagu loyma. Noagu loyma. You hear the mechaber? The meaning is to say. Let's say to sing. To say. Divrei tishbachais. Says the berhetiv. Dahainu shirim shinisaknu ala suda. Kegoyim b'shabbos. Avu piyutim acherim osur. See the berhetiv? Ois zayin. Then he says that Lamaisa, we also have a minig, he brings to the Taz to sing Kaddish. Nagul Sher Kaddish, the Hainu Yisgadol. Must be a Sephardic Taz because they like Kaddish. Everybody says Kaddish. Well, Vizel Vadai, Vizel Vadai Ched Gadol, the Yitira El Zichr Chaz de Hashem. Kitzer, yes, of Gadol, Shloikin, Leitzim, to have Vabatchin, Leitzim, Schaik, Vabsukim, okay, the Kitzer. It's not so pashit. I don't want to get into the actual halacha because it's not halacha shir, but the point being that zemer as shenechra of hamikdash was aser, and this that we sing at the Shabbos tables miris the emes the divrei toiras the shiras halavim valdige rashbam. Let me show you another piece of Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. It's a small piece of Gemara. I don't know how many people it catches their eye. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. Zamer b'chal yom, sing every day. Zamer b'chal yom, sing every day. Musicians say, "Ooh, take a look." Sing every day. They didn't quite make that the song. It's something else. I know what you're talking about, but I want to quote that song. I'm going to quote it because it's a bemes a memra from a chazal, and we're going to discuss that song. I know what you're talking about. Now, says the Rashi, what does that mean? Heyei misad elimudecha. You know what? First, let me tell you over the Masha. The Masha says, what's the pshat in this Zamer b'chol yoy? Sing! What? I'm supposed to sing every day? What? Yeah. Says the Rosh Masha, yeah. There's a Mefurisha Gemara in Megillah. Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara says, Kalakaira. Whoever reads steht in der Gemara Zeh. Steht in der Gemara Zeh. Yeah. Oh. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-kayra v'loi ni'ima. Kol ha-kayra v'loi ni'ima. V'shayna v'loi zimra. Yeah? If somebody reads without sweetness and he learns without song, all of ha-kasav aymer v'gam ani nasatu m'chukim le'taif. Says the Marshal, wait a minute, what is this singing? Singing? Learning? I sing? Walk into yeshiva, you hear? Oh, yeah, the kalbach negunim while they learn. No? Says Taisus, Shahayir regilim l'shanais ha-mishnayis b'zimra. They used to chaza mishnayis with a song. V'fi shahayir shaynin oisin al-peh. Because they did it b'al-peh. V'alidekachoy niskarim yais. Like this, let's remember. You know, little kids, they teach them memorization through a song. Comes from this Taisus. The technique comes from this Taisus. That let's embrace it. They have a song. What? Because like this, the kid remembers it. So it's interesting that the Marsha didn't learn it kipshutai, that it's only about Mishnayis and Zichrei, but rather the Marsha learns it, what a person learns. He's supposed to sing, and therefore he learns the pshat and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zamer b'chol yayim, Zamer b'chol yayim, when you learn. Now, why does the Gemara have to repeat it twice? I don't know. Zamer b'chol yayim, sing it, what, two starim a day? Zamer b'chol yayim. But I'm the third saying, I don't know why the Gemara repeats it twice. Maybe it's a saying, but it's a saying, so he says it twice. Zamer b'chol yayim, Zamer b'chol yayim. I'll call upon him, but you see from the Marsha that the Marsha learns that the Gemara isn't only referring to Mishnayis when they chazed, but rather when you learn Bechlal. When you Bechlal, you learn, you have to sing. So I went to search. Song. So I found the Chidah, Yosef Aymed says, he says, and I quote, Mayridik Chidah. I don't know the song for it. I mean, I know when you learn Chumash, there's a song, right? When you learn Echveis Tilim, right? Go to the Sfarim, they have special songs for Tilim. They have special songs for different parts of Torah. Zohar, they have a song for. But he says, I don't know the song for Gemara and Paiskim. When you learn Bircha Shmuel, there's a special song. Maybe you have to learn Rebach Ber's Nigunim when you say the Rebach Ber. Seems solid. Yeah, maybe you have to sing your Rebach Ber's Tehillim with this Nigunim. I don't know what song, says the Chidah. You ready? Says the Chidah like this. The Efshar, the Oifin Amir Aseinu B'derech Pilpul Mikri Zimra. It's not so much the singing. It's the way we talk and learning. That's a song. You listen to Chidah. It's a hafla of a fellow. Zamer b'chol yoyim. Zamer b'chol yoyim. Yivaldik. Doesn't mean you have to sing Villagas Nagunim when you learn Torah. Well, you don't sing Villagas Nagunim when you learn Torah. It's the way there's a certain beauty, a certain rhythm to the talking of Torah. And that's what Rabbi Yisai. That's called Zamer b'chol yoyim. Chidah. Let's learn the Rashi now. It says Rashi Zamer b'chol yoyim, heyei misadi limudecho. Be misadi your learning, afa pi shesadur beficha kizemer. That was even though you're learning misudir, but be misadir it with like a song, kizemer, like a song. V'hu yigru mechoshte le'oylam haba b'simcha u'b'shirim. That the Torah itself, you'll have simcha from it. It'll be like a song, the Torah. Yeah? Are you listening to what we're saying here? We're not discussing to say the words of the Torah like a chveis metanigin. That's not what we're referring to. But the Torah itself should be learned like a song. There's a simcha. There's a geshmak. There's a rhythm. There's a beat. Yeah? You listening? Zamer b'chol yoyim, zamer b'chol yoyim. Let me show you a little further, Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara Megillah says a beautiful pshat in a story. What's the story? Yeshua. Yeshua miyad vayolam balayla hu shalom bum kisal alacha. That he was learning in the middle of the war a whole night. Says Chazal, what was the story? The story was that the Malach came to him, the Charbu Shlufa biyadai, and he's ready to kill Yeshua. He's ready to kill Yeshua. The Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel. Everybody knows, right? Everybody here learned Megillah Daf Gimel.
Definitely.
Says the Gemara, Yeshua asks him, "What are you coming for? What are you coming for? Are you coming because MS Bitalti mevatel the carbon tamid?" He says, "No. Atabasi, I'm coming for now. Now what? What does it mean?" Says the Gemara, it means va'ata kisvu lochem es hashira azois. Write this shira, which is referring to Torah shira. Remember what we're discussing. Write this shira. The lamdas b'nei Yisrael. You weren't learning. You were mevatel Torah. You're in the middle of a war, good, but you're being mevatel Torah. You weren't learning. Miyad vayolan balaylov shalon be'um kashal alach. He was misaken it. Let me ask you a kasher question. If the Malach is trying to give him Musar for not learning, so let him say, that you're mechuyif to learn, shedivrei Torah, right? I mean, we'll say clearly what a remez, ata kisul chemes, hashira azois, ata. Well, what kind of a Gemara is it? Some modern Gemara, what, everything has to be in remez, in code. Just say, because you weren't learning. Now, people are going to say, he should have told him a gisvei b'yayim of a laila. There's just one problem. You know where Vigisa from Yom Elayel is written? Does anybody know? Where? Yeshua. It's written by Yeshua. So you can't be Miyakasha that. He should have brought a Vigisa. I know people ask it that way. And it cringes my ears. It shows that they don't know, you know. But there's many psukim in the Torah that we learn. Right? You're not only Mavatul Torah. How do you know you're not only Mavatul Torah? The Lord is born there. Hey, why does he come and bring a ata kisla chamshira ata a drash? Just say you're not learning, and that's all. I hold the pshat as pashat. Yeshua had a tremendous excuse. He was in the middle of a war. Yeshua was in the middle of a war. There was tremendous pachat. There was tremendous tirda. Says the Malach to him. Shira. What does David HaMelech say? Lulei sarascha shashuyai ozavati boni fakert. You're in the middle of a war. You're in a difficult matziv. Simchas HaTeira is what you should be oisik. Ata kislechem is hashira. There's shira to Torah. Torah is shashuyai. Torah is meant to, like a song. And I'll explain you a little bit more. I want you to pay attention, because a lot of what I say, you have to picture and vision and get an understanding, because a lot of it is, there's amkas to it. You know, there's something called Zimras Ha'oretz. Does anybody know what the word Zimras Ha'oretz means? Ve'vesa mizimras Ha'oretz. Does anybody know what that means? You know what land that sings? You take a fruit from Eretz Yisrael and you eat it. What, there's a song that comes out of it? What does the word Zimras Ha'oretz mean? What? It has to do with... No. There's something called Zimras HaChayim. You know what that means? Okay, go ahead. Translate it. What does the word Zimra mean? Zimras Ha'oretz. Just means the choppings, the chipping. You cut a piece of branch and it's called Zimras Ha'oretz. No? What'd you say? Chazal talk about Torah. Chumi Zimras Ha'oretz. Chazal say it's referring to Torah. Huh?
What people sing about.
What people sing about. Okay. Well, why are you? What are you? You didn't know this? You think he means bite them and shade them? You think
he?
You see, so it's not what you thought it was. Doesn't mean a zebra here, a pruning. Take for the pruning. Well, that's Zimra's Haaretz. Zimra means that there's a certain song. There's a certain praise. It's something special. Yeah? That's called Zimra's Haaretz. Chazal say, it's also referring to Torah. Zimras Haaretz. Yeah? There's something called Zimras HaChayim. What does it mean, Zimras HaChayim? The song of life. Okay. Let's go a little further to understand the kesher between Torah and Zimra. And then you'll see more what it means, Zimra, the song. I'm going to show you a gewaldige, gewaldige medrash. Okay? All right, it's in Bereshis. Bring me the medrash out of Bereshis. Everybody knows who made the sun stand, right? Sure made the sun stand. Shemesh begivain daim. Chazal tell us that the Shemesh had a taina on Yeshua. You know what the taina was? I can't stop. You know why? Because everything in this world says Shira. And the sun, when it comes up, also says Shira. So what? You want me to stop? What's going to be with one day Shira? I'm missing the morning, but when I come up, that I'm saying Shira. You know what Yeshua told him? Don't worry about it. My Torah is more important than your Shira. Huh? Told it to the sun, yeah. Not listen, yeah, he spoke to the sun. If you would say you spoke to the sun, they would say, you know. But the Shia. Listen to a medrash. Ah. The Amr of Shimon. Yeah. Reb Shimon says, Mishnah Torah Haya Signai Yeshua. The Mishnah Torah was protector. It protected Yeshua. How did Mishnah Torah protect Yeshua? What's he talking about? Says the Pirush Marzav, it means like this. Givaldik, yeah? Givaldik, yeah. Not loy v'hera ois l'gagalcham. He took the Mishnah Torah and he showed it to the sun. Here, take a look. Here, come here. Son, take a look. Take a look at my Mishnah Torah. Take a look at my Chumash. Oh. Says the Medrash, says the Marzav like this. Tuana Shemesh. The Shemesh, the sun, had a taina. Shelo yitachin shiyafsik mahalchai v'yidayim mishira v'zimra. You want me to stop my mahalach? I have shira to say. Yeshua Tuan, Yeshua answered him back. She'iskai tamid b'tayra. The fact that he's always learning Torah, Yokar Yoiser Mishir HaShemesh. It's more important than the Shir of the Shemesh. What do you say, Pshat? No, Zog, Pshat. Was he saying that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it's more important? Or he was saying the Shir V'atam Kisru Lachem Es HaShir HaZois Mishnah Torah. What's it referring to, Shir HaZois? Referring to Mishnah Torah. Hold, he's saying Moridik Deher. You want Shira? There's no greater Shira than the Shir of Torah. Why Shira takes precedence over your Shira? I have a shaila for you. What are you looking at? It's not beautiful? It's very interesting. Yeah, you're masking? No, you're not masking? No? You want
it's not a Shira.
It's a Shira. He's saying, fuck care. What's going to be with the Shira? I'll take care of it. The Shira of Torah will take care of it. The Mishnah Torah. This will take care of it. I'll tell you a little. Does anybody know Perik Shira? Perik Shira. What is Perik Shira? That's the Shira. Is Perik Shira davening? Or is Perik Shira learning?
No.
I have the shaila all the time. Is Perik Shira davening or is Perik Shira learning? If it's davening, so then I would say it has to do with this Yeshua. Better to learn than to daven, no? Better than saying Shira, you should be learning, no? Why? So should a person stop? Halacha lemaisa. So the person stopped learning to say Perik Shira. Now the truth is, Mistam, the person has enough time during the day to do both. The Shaila doesn't negate to us. But negate to Allah, Talmud Chacham, he's in the middle of learning, he's harving and learning, she says, should be saying Shira. Do you know that Perik Shira is a Braisa? Does anybody know that?
Yeah.
Perik Shira Alain is a Braisa. Shira is from the Torah. Perik Shira. It's a Gemara, it's a Chazal, it's a Braisa, it's learning. Is it like Tefillah or is it learning? I think it's learning. Huh? We're going to talk about that. Now you're soon going to get to what we're... You're soon going to learn was mir will da fatayt. So nachamor, Rabbi Yisai. State klar that Yeshua is saying Torah is a shira. Va'ata kisvu lechem es ha-shira ha-zois. And could be saying my shira, the shira of Torah, takes precedence over any other shira of the world. The song could be saying shira. My learning, Mishneh Torah, is a greatest shira. No, you see the Marzav, you see it? Malik, yay, Malik. Pashit, you learn the pshat is mine is better than yours. Torah, Talmud, Torah, Keneged Kulam, Alitva Shavot. Everything else not negated. Or could be saying in Hilchas Shira, my Torah is more than your Shira because thus is Shira. Laila Zimra. Okay. I'm going to show you something. Hafl of a fellow. You ready? Hafl of a fellow. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Now we're talking about Dovid HaMelech that discusses his songs, his singing. It sounds like the Dovid HaMelech and Achsidische Rebbe. Singing, and that. Listen to a pasuk. Eskero Niginosi Balaila. I remember my songs of the night. My songs of the night, I remember. What? Im Levavi. Osicha. My chapes ruchi, and this gives strength to my ruach. What songs is he referring to? So that Ben Ezra learns, poshit. David HaMelech used to sing at night. Yeah, Ben Ezra. Zayin. Remesh o yimenagin balayla. From here we see Eflek Machin Negunim Banach. David HaMelech was in a musical, and he made Negunim by night. Eskero remesh o yimenagin balayla. But he sang at night. Rashi learns a little different. Now listen to a Rashi. You ready? Esker niginosi balaylo bimei hagolus hazeh hadoim lelaylo. Doesn't mean at night. It means galus. I remember my song in galus. Ani zoiches niginosi. I remember the nigun. Which nigun? Now listen carefully, Shah. Yisi menagin bimei kedem that I sang in yesteryear. Beis, hey. What's he referring to? Again. David HaMelech, Eskra Niginosi. I remember in the Gullus my song. What song are you talking about? Says Rashi. And he zoiches Niginosi in the Lilo, the dark of Gullus. Which song? Shayisi Menagim, Bimei Kedem, that used to sing in the previous years. Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says. And he has a tie to the Messiah. You know what he said? The art school says it that way. When they bring this Rashi on the Pasuk in Tehillim, they say the Beis HaMikdash. Can I ask you a question? You knew that David HaMelech was in time of the Beis HaMikdash? I didn't know that. Maybe I don't have my history right, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe that David HaMelech was before the Beis HaMikdash. So how could David HaMelech come and say, I remember the songs I sang in the Beis HaMikdash? Mishkan? Beis, hey, David HaMelech sang in the Mishkan? I didn't know that. And Beis, hey, means Mishkan, Beis, Beis, hey. So I have a shtickler pshat that David HaMelech wasn't talking about himself. David HaMelech is talking about Nevuah for Klal Yisrael, and he's telling that in Klal Yisrael, the Osir, they're going to say that I remembered the songs that I sang in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. Then I see he brings a second pshat that David HaMelech taught the Levim to sing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech taught to sing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, there's no Beis HaMikdash unless he prepared them for the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. I mean, art school. I mean, I'm sure they know what they're talking about. I'm sure they're quoting. Well, means Eskara. So what's, I remember Mekedem. Well, what's Mekedem? How many years before? What, from his childhood he was teaching the Levium? I don't know. I can't read. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Either I'm crazy or something's wrong here. Are we reading the same Pasuk?
That's not so bad. He himself
wants to. Bimei Kedem! What's Bimei Kedem? If he taught the Levium, so he remembers now in the Golas Bimei Kedem from years ago that he taught the Levium. I don't know where. What? The Levium was after him. He told about a story that happened after him, so he remembers from Bimei Kedem. Listen carefully, Rabbi Eskron Niginasi, Dovra Melech says. So either you say he's not referring to himself, he's referring to Klal Yisrael later that they're going to be with, going to be Mekedem, Golis. Okay, I'm going to show you something very interesting. Slichas of Erev Rosh Hashanah. This you won't hear anywhere else because who pays attention to Slichas, the Kinnis, who pays listen? There's a whole Slicha about learning Torah. Emes, Tzidkaschel Tzedek Loimus, Sayroscha Emes, Roish Dvorcha Emes, Smuch Lad Loil Masuyim Be'emes, a whole Slichas about Emes. Emes Yehegechiki, Emes, my Chech, my tongue will talk. Emes, who says this? 14, who says this? Mishnah. Vadabra Be'edoy Sechof, Torah, right? Eskron Niginasi Balailo. I'll remember my songs of the night. Davakti Besoira Secha. No? Kal Haloime Torah Balailo. What is it? What is the Lashon over there? Zimra. Shira. Eskron Niginasi Balailo, the Torah that David HaMelech learned. Eskron Niginasi Balailo. The Paitan understood that he's talking not about songs. Now let's see what the Beis Beis Hey means. Beis Beis Hey. Could it also mean Beveis HaMedrish? Lachzois benayam Hashem, ulevake becholoi. The ne'ima is called akira. Whoever reads ne'ima, what? Torah. The ne'ima is of Torah. The chida. The way they learned was called shira. Was called ne'ima. Eskra neginasi. The Torah itself. Eskra neginasi balaylo. So Yisi Menagin Bimei Kedem Beveis Beis Beis Hey. You know the abbreviation Beis HaMikdash? Anybody know what the real abbreviation Beis HaMikdash is? Beis Hey, ma'am? Good. There's a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that we have to have tzitzis. I'm sorry, tefillin and mezuzis. And chutz laretz hatzivi l'chatziyunim. It's all that when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, we should know how to wear tefillin and we should know how to put up a mezuzah. Asu, tefillin, tzitz, mezuzah, tefillin and mezuzahs in order to Rashi and Dvar in the Mishnah Torah. So many achreinim want to say, oh, you see from here that the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael, and chutz laretz is only just to. We should keep it going to remember how to do it once we get back there to Israel. So we only wear tefillin in America, so we could know how to do it in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a very famous Goyin, and the Goyin says, "Alts Irish Kaiten." Why? Because the Rashi was printed Tav Vav Mem. and the printer was an idiot, and he wrote tefillin and mezuzahs. And actually, what does it stand for? Trumis u maisrus. Is it possible? Beis hey, is that Beis Hamikdash? It's weather. Mekedem. I remember the Beis Hamikdash. David HaMelech was in the Beis Hamikdash. Was it talking? I remember the songs. Lulei Sayrascha Shashuyai. Ozavaditi Eskeniginasi Balaila. And this is what Vayechapes Ruchi. This gives me the courage. This gives me the chizuk. Whole different. You see clearly the Paitim. I'll bring you another raya. You want another raya? From the Hishanis. Hishanis. This, I think, even the Sephardim say also, if I'm not mistaken. The Hishanis. Tezayin. Leman Chayoch. Yeah? This is in the Schus of. Who's Schus? Leman Chayoch. The merit of one who caused you joy. Caused you joy. What? Mecharke Bashir. You know who was Mecharke Bashir? Does anybody remember in Tanakh who was Mecharke Bashir? David HaMelech. He was Mecharke the Chalais, right? He was dancing and singing. Right? Michal was looking out the window and she was going, he's crazy. What a look at it, right? So Leman Chayoch. Mecharke Bashir. Hamelame Teira B'chol Kleishir. Then he teaches Teira with the entire orchestra with Kleishir. So again, I take my pot shots, so to speak. I take issue with the art scroll. So first they bring down the Gemara that David HaMelech had an instrument. What was his instrument? The harp. And the harp woke him up. And since the harp woke him up, so Mamela, I'm going to read you. Mamela immediately engaged in Torah study until daybreak. Thus, David taught Torah with the aid of a musical instrument. Very sure. He quotes Rashi. He says it's Rashi. There's no such Rashi. The Rashi is the beginning. The Rashi is that he woke up, the Maran Brachas, that he woke up with the instrument. The thus is him. The thus is whoever was Mefarish in the art scroll. Maybe whoever it is. Maybe a Chashvi Yid. I'm not saying. I don't know. Rabbi Avi Gold, Tyre Yid. But Hamalami Torah B'chol. First of all, Hamalamate. Maybe, if you want to say that the harp woke him up, since Halay Me Taira B'Chlei Shir. That's what's cool, because the alarm clock was the Klei Shir, since Halay Me Taira B'Chlei Shir. Then he brings down from a sefer over here, it's another, Tfilu Yeshara, that it's a mistake. You have to take out the whole thing. That makes sense. Halay Me Taira. It's Halay Me Taira L'Am Yisrael. So by mistake, it got in here. It doesn't belong here. I don't know, you're fapachking the beautiful Ishanas. Fapachking. There's an interesting shloh here from Shara Shemaya. Fapachking means you're making it, you're cutting it, you're messing it up, you're killing it away. What are you doing? You ready? David HaMelech studied Torah with such joy as if he was listening to a full orchestra. Lami Torah b'chol kli shir. It's such a Rashi? Such a Rashi?
No.
Of course not. Of course not. What are you writing? What stripes did the Narish write? It's not their fault. I mean, listen, they write a lot. When you write a lot, you can make mistakes. Huh? Are you listening to a Balashin? David HaMelech, HaMelami Torah. He learned Torah as if it was an orchestra. The Shlach understood David HaMelech's learning of Torah. You hear? Esker Niginosi, Torah was a song. It was a song. It was Zimra. It came from the depths. Moyerdik, you hear? Dovra Melech, Esker Niginosi. Esker Niginosi. Can we go back then? Now, with this Rabbeisai, I want to discuss David HaMelech. You ready? David HaMelech got punished, Gemara in Soita, Daf Lamed Hey, for saying what? Zmirais Hayu Li Chukecha. Chukecha. Now, what does the word Chayk mean? I don't know what the word Chayk means. Chukim is Chukim. Why would he say chukecha? Smiras hayali dvorecha. Mishpatecha. Why did he say chukecha? Now we're going to quote an interesting song, which actually is a member of a chazal. You ready? Kol hamizame b'chol yoyim b'limud ha-toyra. Ha-toyra mizamer l'cha. The Torah sings back to you. Shemigalin lo yirozei Torah. Zmira is hayili chukecha. David HaMelech picks the word chukecha. There's a reason for it. The chukim, the rozei Torah, David HaMelech says, that to me is Zmira. That's a song to me. The Torah is singing to me. Zmira is hayili. To me, from the chukim, I saw Zimra. Okay? So what was he nenash for? So you know who asked this kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes along in Gilyan Ashas and Soita and says, wait a minute, what do you do with all the Gemaras that Torah is a song? Eov said, right, the pasuk that we quoted in Ervin, that Zimra Balayla, so it is Zimra. So how can it be that David HaMelech was nenash? So let me put out a disclaimer that anybody who thinks he can answer Kivega's kashas is not well. That's the truth. It's obviously not well. Because anything you could think that you could even fathom, I believe you, Kivega thought about it, all right? There's a beautiful maisa that someone came to Gifter, and he showed him a sefer that he was miyasher of Kivega's kashas. And he writes that he has a teretz to order Kivega's kashas except for three. So first Rav Gifta asked him for his name and his mother's name. That's how Rav Gifta started. So he asked him, well, what do you need? He says, I want to be mispalel for you. You're chayli, you're not well. A person could think he can answer all Rav Kivega's kashas. And he said, and also the fact that you said that you answered but three mistami, obviously you only understood three kashas from Rav Kivega. So Rav Kivega blies my tzarachim. I have a hard time answering, but I'll try. Try understanding that it's Mustam Rav Akiva Eiger. Do me a favor. Look up the end of the pasuk. I want you to know this is something I thought about all my life. Since I was a little bacha. Yeah? I was... The Gemara inside the Lamed, hey? The Gemara brings down Lamed Aleph, that he said, Zmiris Hayali Chukecha. What's the end of that pasuk? Does anybody know what the end of that pasuk is? Beveis Megurai. Thank you very much. What does that mean? What translate the words Beveis Megurai? What does it mean? Where I dwelled. What does he mean? What does he mean Beveis Megurai, where I dwelled?
When you dwell inside my house, so that's where I live.
When David HaMelech says Esker Neginasi, what does Rashi say? Beveis HaMedrash. Where did David HaMelech get nenesh for saying Zmiris Hayuli Chukecha? Your difference? Go ahead, read the Gemara. Read. Show the Olam a little bit Gemara. Go ahead, now read it. Okay, now take the Tehillim and see how the Tehillim translates Beveis Megurai. Go ahead. What does he mean? Beveis Megurai? What does he mean? What are the translation of the words? Vazvil Davar Melech? What? Ha! Let's see what Beveis Megurai means. Can we do this faster? The people waiting. Yeah, what's Beit Megurai? What does it mean? No? Mitzudis, something. What's Beit Megurai? What does it mean? I learned Besimchas Halev, Kederach HaMizbah. Beautiful, huh? But what does he mean, Bebeis Megurai? What does that mean? Bebeis Megurai is Bebeis Medish. B'chol makim u'makim shayisi dar. Every place, how many places did Dav HaMelech live, you know? Okay, so now we're starting to understand that the word Zemer has to do with Itzavon, Simcha, Rashi. Rashi says that if you learn what happens, Shetehe la'olam haba b'simcha u'b'shirim. The song is about what? Gala, you're in a bad matziv. Lulei seroscha shashua. Yeshua, why aren't you learning? You're in a bad matziv. Ba'ata kisru lachem es ha'shira ha'zois. Melamda has been a Yisrael. Good, read, the base migurai. Go ahead, no. The base migurav. No, he's saying good. The Ebenezer is saying gevaldik. You know what the problem is? The problem is using Torah. You mishtamish with every Torah. Avadah, Zmirah, Torah is gevaldik, Shira, Simcha, it's gevaldik. And Dovra Mel said, you know something? When I'm in Beis Megurai and I'm feeling bad, I use the Divrei Torah as a refuah, as an uplifting here. Like we say, oh, I'm in a bad mood, let me go listen to a good niggin, right? A good song. A song. David used Divrei Torah as a Zmiras Hoyli Chukacha B'Shasi Tzavon. This Rebbein Shem says, you now be Mishtamish with Divrei Torah. But Avadah, the Lulei Seiroscha Shashuya, Ozovati Ba'onyi. Not to use it in the base Megurai. Not to use it when I'm home and I'm in a bed, when I'm in a bed matziv. Mishtoimim, says the Ebenezer. A person's alone, he's in a bad mood. But so David says, okay, let me take out a stickle Rambam. That's not what the Rambam is meant. Not you, David. Oh, but Avadu, it has to be learned in such a way that it's Zmira Yisrael. You don't have to. Let me explain this. Again. For David HaMelech. I'm not saying for us, believe you me. For us, this wouldn't be a taina. But it was a taina for David HaMelech. You know, the Gemara says, Haloiche Shalamaka, it's a tremendous avera. Why? Because you're being mishtamish with Divrei Torah to heal yourself. I don't want to say more than this now, because it has to be dealt with in a shir for itself. Pshat and David HaMelech. But I'm showing you this nekuda is klar. The koyach of Shiras HaTorah to uplift, the Shiras HaTorah to take away the gullus, the Shiras HaTorah to take away the bitterness. Now let's go back to the psukim. Skeinim mishar shavasum bachurim in ginasam. We lost this, Rabbi Sai, we lost this. Mishibat lo Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin became battle, so this Shiras HaTorah is gone. We lost the Shira. We lost this Simchas HaTorah, this Zemer B'chol Yoyim. I saw in Pirish Lechem Dimla, he taka translates Bachurim. What's, I asked you, what's Bachurim? It means the Bachurim that are learning. That's what it taka means. He quotes the Gemara Megillah, Kol HaKoyra B'loy Nima, V'Koyra B'loy Shira. They stopped singing and learning. What happened to the singing of learning? Where did it go? And the Teretz says, because the Torah is not Shira anymore, and this is Mishabat La Sanhedrin. Avada, we learn. Avada, we're learning. No question, it's tremendous learning. But how many people could come and say, Ki heim chayeinu v'yayrech yameinu, and that Lulei Tzairas Chashashuei Ozavada Tibanyi. How many people? We have that today. We don't appreciate the ruchnius, the shiras haTorah that we once had. And this became bottle. This is Eicha. If you understand Pratim in the Eicha, the level that we once were on, to what happened to us today. And it's possible that that's why Shira is not Mutter anymore, Mishabat the Sanhedrin. Because we don't have real Shira anymore. Chazal start by saying that today they started using different Nevola Bashir. Why do they substitute different Nevola Bashir? They're lacking the real Shir. Because it's the Shir to make you happy, Chitzonius. It's to work on the Chitzonius emotions. Okay, so then you should say things like a schmack. And the more the day is, the more cooler, and the more the beat, and the more, you know, it's... Amol, there was a time where a nigun was a pshat, it was to elevate the ruchnius of the mensch. And there was a time that we didn't even need the nigun. We had the Torah. There was zemer from the Torah itself. Oh, but this is Mishabat Lo Sanhedrin. Skeinim Yishar Shav Zubachurim in Ginasam. We don't have any more Kol HaShoina B'Zimra. We don't have this anymore. We've come so far away from what could have been. And it's not anymore. Our sogis, their emotions, their geishim. You look the way David HaMelech pours out his heart. Shivchi Kamayim Libeh. Do we daven like this? Do we have the kavanas? We can't even, it's so hard for us to mechaven the little bit, a little kavana. This is Yerida, this is Gullist. This is what we fell from. And this is what we mourn. Ayeka, where are we? Look how far we've fallen. Look how far we've come from what once was. That's Eicha. That's how you go to Eicha. Mayridika Deher. The Shir of Tyre, the song. B'chol Klei Shir, you hear? Hamalami Tyre B'chol Klei Shir. It's like an orchestra, says the Shlok. Imagine a person sits and listens to Mozart, but with all the different 50-piece band, b'chol klei shir, with the trombone and the harp included. What do they call that big chreizvas?
Cello.
The cello. Woo! You saw there was a cello. Woo! Beautiful, Mozart. There was a tkufa that Ayid saw a shtickle tyrant. He saw Mozart. So beautiful, b'chol klei shir. That we lost. Shavsu min ginasa. We lost the song of Torah, the Zimras Haaretz, the Zimras Hachayim. This is the Galus, and we're satisfied. We're satisfied. Yeah, well, we're learning. We're dabbling. Look at me. We're yamul katzitzes. Yeah, you're right. It's all good. It's all wonderful. Eicha, Ayeka. Where have we fallen? How far did we go? This is the Avodah. When you read Eicha, it's Taka B'Zeicha. Mashiach should come. Next year we should have in Yerushalayim Shurei Torah with Tefillah, the way it once was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of the Sanhedrin. Herbi Amen. Amen.
The what?
In his shiras, not in his lyrics, in his shiras. In the Hilchus Shiras of Bani. You're missing in the Tishbachas that David HaMelech said. Yeah.